Why is it that when I'm trying to achieve a goal, it just sort of fades away? I forget about it. And then I remember it and I hate myself because I forgot about it. And it never seems to move past an idea of like something I'd like to achieve. Does that make sense? Am I making sense? Is that clear? Am I clear? Basically, what I'm doing is I'm teeing up the idea that I'm going to talk about a god-awful aspect of goals. Tracking. Oh, God, where's my puke bucket? You are listening to ADHD Big Brother, the podcast for adults struggling with their ADHD and comorbid depression symptoms. Yeah. I'm your host, Russ Jones, author of Descending to the Top, believer that you can actually have a smile in your life despite this diagnosis. So let's make some sense out of this struggle. Let's learn some stuff. Let's laugh at some stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, here's some stuff. Welcome to the podcast. Hi. That was the most random collection of sounds. Hey, before I start, I wanted to do a shout out because I got a really, really cool review on iTunes, GD08, and I emailed with him, and just the coolest review ever, put a big smile on my face. But even more so was the fact that his wife now will tell him to externalize when he's got stuff going on. How amazing is that, to have a partner in your life to help you to externalize your accountability by telling you to externalize your account? It's just fucking great. So thank you, GD08, for the review. And if any of you guys out there are getting value, or if you get something out of the podcast, leaving a review on iTunes always puts a huge smile on my face. So thank you so much. Now, if you guys listened to the podcast last week, I was dancing with the Dancing with the Depression Devil. So let me just, I'll just send you an update real quick. You know, when that stuff happens now, I try to ratchet up a lot of things. If I see myself starting to spiral, I go off because I do not like it down there. So daily journaling is a big deal for me. And I set timer for all these things. Like, I will set a timer for journaling. I'll journal for like 30 minutes or 45 minutes. Because if I don't, I will wallow in a journal experience forever. Be poor me, be me, you know. So last week, what I did was I journaled every day. Got a lot of great perspective, and perspective, that's a huge deal to me. Getting a fresh perspective, maybe on a thing that allows me to settle then on that perspective. So it's like, okay, I'm going to choose that this means this now. This is a different perspective that I'd like to adopt. And then, you know, it'll allow me to forget about the dilemma or the negative thought. And I can move on. It doesn't mean that the negative thought doesn't come back. It just means that now I have some anchor. I can be like, I've done this work. This is how I'm viewing this. And now I'll distract. So that's been helpful to me. I used Insight Timer. That's an app that I'll use. And I listened to a couple of talks on depression. And I screamed at them and I quit them halfway through. Did a couple of depression specific meditations. Quit those halfway through. I'm a hard sell when it comes to giving somebody authority, you know, as much as I want it. Like, when people in this authority position, when they tell me a thing unequivocally with, that's right. I'm pretty sure that's right. Unequivocally. There's no quivicals about it. There's zero quivicals. It's unequivocal. When they say something like, this is right, this is how you're feeling, and this is why you're feeling it, I am always so anti that. You know, when they say, oh, you didn't do it because of this, that's the reason, or it's because your mindset, or it's because of this particular neuro motherfucking majiggy thing in your brain. That's so hard for me. Like, 93% of participants in the study did this neuro thingy, and this is why it is. And I'm always like, well, what about the other 7%? And, you know, well, those people don't matter, because we're looking for what most people feel like. We care about the neurodivergent, not the divergent we don't care about the neurodouble diverges, just the OG neurodiverges. Anyway, I don't want to ramble on about it too much, but that's where I've been with the depression. And what I would love is, I want to advocate for you guys to advocate for yourselves. As you explore your brain and as you absorb information about why your brain is the way it is, you're the only one that knows the way you are the way you are. You're the only person. So if you work with any mental health professional, any coach, anybody in a position where you're giving them authority, I encourage you to stay open to who you are. And if somebody's super idea, mine included, if it doesn't gel with you after you've tried it and you've experimented, then that's a thing that doesn't work for you. And that's entirely possible. And that's not a you thing. That's the thing. The thing doesn't work. Classic example of this, I personally get nothing from self-love affirmations. I think you guys know that about me. My brain makes me feel dumb. That's why you hear me talking so intensely about being cool with myself, because that's what I can do. And I have great friends who swear by self-love affirmations. They work and it shows. We're all on a journey on this big blue water ball that's zipping around space. Our journeys are all unique and things work for us and things don't work for us. And that's all I have to say about that. Okay, so ADHD stuff. Really, my passion here is to help creative ADHD adults get their life managing shit together so that they can do more of that creative stuff. You guys are some of the most brilliant, creative people that I've ever met. And I geek out about that stuff. Like, you got ring makers, we got pottery, people that make pottery, ceramicizers, ceramicists, musicians, painters. I've met some really amazingly talented people. Creative people rule. And sometimes we have a hard time getting our daily life shit together, and that fucks up our creative stuff. So anyway, I'm here to help with that. So let me introduce you to something that might help you move your needle forward on the things that are important to you. It's a little something we call tracking, first invented in 1845 by pseudoscientist bastards. Basically, it's when you write shit down that you're trying to do, and then you look at it, and then you get insights from it. It's a big productivity hack. It's the track hack. We all know what tracking is. I mean, if you don't, well, here's what it is. You only want to eat 1,800 calories a day. You write down the number of calories you eat each day. You want to do more push-ups every day. You write down the number of push-ups you're doing. You want to walk more. You count how many steps you take. You want to spend more time watching TV. You're not watching enough TV. You write down how much your TV you're watching, and then you can see how much more you can do. Anything you're interested in improving, track that shit. I will place a caveat on this. I hate tracking. Don't like it. I don't like it one bit. I'm going to write my meals down every single day for the rest of my life? No, thank you. And yet, it does work wonders for me. God damn it. And I'll tell you what I'm tracking right now. I'm tracking my blood pressure. I take my blood pressure every morning and I write the number down. And guess what I found out? I realized, holy shit, my blood pressure is high again. Sorry, doc. So I began to track it. And now that I'm tracking it, I'm looking at it. Now that I'm looking at it, insights are happening. I'm thinking about it more. So I started taking my medicine again and my blood pressure is down again. And I'm looking at it and I care about it. So I'm making other decisions because I'm looking at it. And I've told this story before, but years ago, when I was working with a trainer, I wanted to get fit enough to see my abs. Yes, indeed. That's my truth. I wanted to see if I had abs, if I had them, and I wanted to see them. Oh my God. Okay. So the only way to do that was to really get to know what my diet was. According to my trainer, I had to track my calories, and I believe verbatim, I was like, I'm not fucking doing that. And that's probably as bratty as I sounded too. And he was, bless his heart, so tricky about it. He tricked me into it. He was like, oh, you don't have to track the calories, you know, just write down what you eat, you know, just, you don't have to put calories down, just, you know, like, what did you eat today? Let's talk about what you ate. Cut to a couple months later, and I'm writing down how much protein and sugar and carbs are in my oatmeal, and I'm measuring out 10 almonds to ensure I'm only getting a certain amount. Mind you, this is not sustainable for me. How this stuff happens is that I track my food, and I just write down what I eat, and then I look at it. And then the looking at it and comparing it to my body and going, okay, I feel like I'm eating good food, but I'm not losing weight, or I'm not gaining muscle, you know, whatever I'm, you know, the goal was. And in this case, it was to, you know, lose belly fat, gain some muscle in my upper body. And it was only when I looked at my food and then I got curious, because my trainer, this is my coach, he's giving me some questions to ask myself about, well, how much honey am I putting on my oatmeal? Do I need honey on my oatmeal? How much honey, you know, is that? Guys, I don't want to be a guy who gives any shits about how much honey I'm putting on my oatmeal. But for a very brief moment in time, I paid attention to it and it revealed some stuff. When you track, you have data to look at. You're externalizing your results. And ADHD, we're all about externalizing. We can't internalize our results. It's maybe a brief moment in time where we go, hey, oh, I worked out and I feel good. And then that goes away. But when you track, you're externalizing and then you can look at that data. What are you doing effectively? What are you not doing effectively? And then you might start seeing areas of opportunity. Like, holy shit, you'll say to yourself. I realize, oh, I drink 8 Cokes a day. Oh my gosh. Well, because I'm tracking how much sugar I eat each day and I know, okay, one soda is, I think it's like 40 grams of sugar. Okay, that's like 10 sugar cubes. Wait, I drink 8 of those a day? Holy shit. I eat 80 sugar cubes a day just in drinking soda. Oh, that's why that's happening. Okay. Okay. And then we'll be like, okay, well, I'm not giving up sodas. 8 sodas to 0 sodas. That's, I can't do that. But what we can do is now that we see that, we can start making decisions. Oh, but if I maybe drink, instead of drinking 8 sodas next week, I'll drink 7. Or I'll split that 8th one into 2 halves. Or like you come up with ideas. We're like, okay, so next week I'll max out at 7. But I have 8 times a day when I really want to drink a soda. And these are the questions that we ask ourselves non-judgmentally, right? It's like, okay, well, what if for a couple of these times I drink half of a soda? Well, that's a waste of money. Yeah, okay, yeah, it's a waste of money. But maybe for the next couple of weeks, wasting money might be okay because you're making a positive change. Okay, well, what about the week after that? Maybe you max out at 6, and then in 2 months, you're done with soda, or not, or whatever it is for you, because you're tracking and you're looking. You can start seeing ways that you can make those positive changes. And think of the questions like this. They should not be judgmental. These are non-judgmental questions, and they're meant to nudge you forward. They should be nudgmental questions. Crank that into your skull spaghetti. The thing about tracking is that it externalizes our progress, right? And if you have ADHD, you know what a pain in the ass it is to try to keep anything in your head. We struggle with that, working memory, blah, blah, blah. For my money, I try to keep anything that I'm tracking very minimal. If I don't, I'll get overwhelmed. And I will personally, I can get sucked into this spiral of like, look at all this shit that's going wrong with me. So I try to keep it simple. I don't have it in me to do lots of tracking. And I only do it when I'm making strides in certain areas, in this case, blood pressure. And this is different to me than habit tracking, right? Which is seeing how many days in a row we can get a streak going. We're trying to build up a habit of a thing. And that's the kind of stuff that we're doing in the Skull Spaghetti Club and the ADHD Big Brother Forum. But I think of that as different than tracking for progress and for insights. Like, do you think sleep is affecting you? Could you track when you go to bed and when you wake up each day? And look at that after 7 days and see if it tells you anything about yourself. Are you needing more sleep? Are you not getting enough sleep? These are the insights that I personally think. These are the gold insights because they're going to be unique to you. They're going to come from you, about you, for you. That's the mission of my work. It's like when I'm working with people one-on-one, same deal. We're using these strategies to find your way in this world so that you can manage your life, spend more time doing your awesome creative stuff. So my challenge for you guys this week is to pick something that you're trying to change in your life. What is it? Is it your health? You want to be more organized? What are you interested in about yourself? Is it your sleep? How much water you drink? Is that doing anything for you? Track it for 7 days and then that's it. 7 days of just who the hell am I in this area of life? Pick an aspect of it to track. Is it a number? Is it a feeling? Track something and then on the 7th day, take a look at it and see if anything pops up in terms of insights. And if you get some kind of juicy nugget, please reach out via the ADHDBigBrother.com website and tell me what it is. What the fuck you doing, man? Oh my God, my voice got really high all of a sudden. I'm just so excited and curious. What are you doing? I hope that helps you guys. Tracking is such a big deal, can be a big deal, and it sucks. So tinker enough to get your school spaghetti going and then quit when you are done with it. And I'm happy to report that I don't track my food or calories anymore. But the insights I did get from that experience, they were
pretty big. They're pretty huge. I hope that helps you guys. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, always you can reach out to me via the ADHDBigBrother.com website. And with that, I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and I'll talk to you later.